KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, we're so glad you tuned in for today's ABQ Connect. One of my favorite people are in studio. We've had Folds of Honor on ABQ Connect, for years, and we appreciate what they do to reach out to veterans and their families. Here, Colonel Quick, hand me those headphones. There you go. You got them. They're like a jigsaw puzzle. If you don't do them right, they kind of snap in half. In studio with us, Colonel James Quick, retired Air Force, and his lovely wife, Pat, is here. I'm glad you brought the boss, Colonel.
We're here.
And I'm also an Air Force veteran.
I did not know. I don't think I ever knew that.
I know. I was a nurse for 4 years.
You were?
I was.
Okay. Any particular specialty or?
Oh, I did ICU and ER.
Okay. I think I told you my dad was a nurse anesthetist.
Yeah.
About 30 years.
That was the best 4 years of nursing I've ever done.
Yeah. Yeah. Mom and dad met in nurses training and then dad, ended up, well, he enlisted Navy, Colonel. He was Navy guy before
that's
he was Air Force.
And
then he got promoted to the Air Force.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Which, by the way, happy Veterans Day.
Thanks.
When I was looking at the calendar, that's actually what prompted me. I'm like, Veterans Day? Oh, well, that's easy. Just call the Quicks.
Trot out the old vets. Here we are.
Well, if you're not familiar with Folds of Honor, I'm going to let Colonel Quick let you know what it is, and we'll get to the part where you can participate.
Right. Folds of Honor was originated in 2007 by an Air Force fighter pilot in the Tulsa Air National Guard who, on coming back from his second combat tour in Iraq, saw something that impacted essentially the rest of his life and the lives of many thousands of others when he saw the remains of a corporal being returned to his family. The escort was his twin brother, also in the Army. And when the commercial pilot pulled into the slot, requested everybody remain seated while Brock Buckland's remains were returned to his family that were waiting on the ramp. And Dan kept his seat and watched the whole procession, realizing that there was Brock Buckland's wife and son who would never have another hug from Dad. And that gets me every time.
You know what, Colonel Quick? Me too. I was when you started the story, I was like, I hope I can hold it together.
No,
me too. That's a part of the story. That's a very important part of the origin of Folds of Honor, but it's a tough one to tell because it potentially had impact for all of our lives as we went through careers in the military.
Yeah.
But anyway, Rooney looked around the cabin after the captain cleared everybody to get off. Half the airplane had emptied out. Nobody paid any attention. And he said at that time that he just got off the airplane, called his wife, and said, we have a new mission in life. We're going to do something more for our veterans. And that took the form of the Folds of Honor, which provides scholarships for military families who have lost a family member or had one disabled.
And what year was that, Colonel Quick?
2007.
Okay. All right. So we're 15 years in. Yeah.
Yeah. So we heard about it. As a retired Air Force guy, it appealed to me, and I was so interested in it. It was one of those moments where I said, why didn't I think of that?
Right.
And as a retired fighter pilot myself, and so I decided to go back and look at the foundation, see what they were all about. About a year old at that time, they'd moved into a headquarters building at a golf course, the Patriot Golf Course outside of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Right. Now, when I met you at first doing this for Folds of Honor, it was through Rio Grande Patriots.
That's right. We weren't a chapter because there were no chapters in Folds of Honor.
Yeah.
But we had enough friends and volunteers that said, hey, we're on board. So there was a golf tournament here in Albuquerque up at Twin Warriors. The director of golf for Twin Warriors Country Club, or golf course it is, put together a fundraiser for it. He heard about it, was a patriotic guy, and decided that he would support that with a golf tournament. So we said, hey, we're in. What can we do? Well, how about raising money? So we'd never been fundraisers before, but we started knocking on doors for $100 bills, and lo and behold, people participated.
Yeah.
And not only that, we found things for the the little silent auction afterwards. And that very first year, we raised $12,000 for Folds of Honor.
No, and what year was that?
2008.
Okay.
And then that went on for a couple years until one year, a speaker, a family recipient, matriarch, the mother,
Ginger,
came and spoke with five kids, widowed when her husband, Troy Gilbert, was killed in his F-16 accident defending our American troops in Iraq in a close air support mission, which really rang the bell for me. I had flown many of those in Vietnam and knew what he was up against, and he gave his life for those soldiers on the ground. And she came and spoke and made mention of the fact that we were having to turn military families away. There were more families applying for scholarships than we were raising money for. And that rang the bell for us. We went to our friends that had been helping us, said, we got to do more. So that was the genesis of our Patriot Dinner and a group that we called the Rio Grande Patriots. We weren't a chapter. We weren't our own 501c3, but we were on a charity with Folds of, in cooperation with Folds of Honor under their 501c3. So we were a nonprofit, totally. And then ultimately, about 5 years ago, Folds of Honor came out with a chapter program. We applied and became a chapter, and there are 31 chapters now in the nation. So we operate in New Mexico as Folds of Honor New Mexico, our own chapter here in New Mexico, as a nonprofit charity under our own 501c3 now. So we hold events here in New Mexico with the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds going to Folds of Honor.
Oh, very good. Well, and as I've mentioned to you, and I'm sure to the listener, I grew up as what we call them a military brat. You too, Pat?
I was a military brat too.
Yeah,
my
dad
was in the Army.
All right. Close I came to being near an Army base. We were in Elmendorf, and that was Elmendorf Fort Richardson. Now I think it's just one single base,
joint base,
yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Big base up there now. So much appreciate. Oh, and actually, yesterday. I know I'm talking to the Air Force here, but yesterday was the birthday of our nation's first...
The Marine Corps.
The Marine Corps, yeah.
It was the first armed forces, wasn't it? Was Coast Guard first?
Army.
Army was first, yeah. and then the Marines.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, yesterday was the... in 1775 mm-hmm. Was the birth of the Marine Corps. I sent an email to a couple of our pastors here, gave them a Semper Fi.
There you go.
And got a reply.
Oh, awesome.
I should write that down. okay, so Folds of Honor, locally, there's been do you still call them Patriot Dinners?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and those are typically in the fall, is that right?
We do it in the vicinity of 9/11.
Okay.
In honor of.
Yeah. You know, I was going to say, because as soon as you said 9/11, the thought comes to my mind, you know, after 9/11, what we experienced as a church and as a country, I remember driving down my street. I could count on one hand the amount of homes that did not fly an American flag.
Right.
And now it's, you know, sometimes almost portrayed as a fringe thing to be flying an American flag outside your house. And in conjunction with that thought, when you mentioned the gentleman who started Folds of Honor and his experience on the plane and the lack of, well, respect and the lack of acknowledgement and the lack of remembering, a big part of the reason we have the freedoms we have is ignored.
Amen.
It just doesn't seem like it's gotten any better. I want to thank God for the opportunity to come on the air to remind our families that are listening about those who've served, including the families that weren't wearing, you know, that they were supporting the person wearing the uniform, and they served as a family as well.
Let's not forget John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends.
Yeah. So much appreciated. And I'll tell you, in my family, it is not forgotten. I appreciate what you guys are doing. Now, I also mentioned to you, and I don't know how much you know about this. I mentioned it coming in today. I turned on the news this morning, and I saw a couple young guys, I think were Special Forces guys, jumping out of airplanes and talking about raising money for Folds of Honor.
Right. Of course, I flew in the Air Force for an entire career, never having used the nylon letdown, which is what we refer to as the parachute. But I always packed one in the ejection seat because you had to if the motor quit. So when I look at those guys jumping out of a perfectly good airplane to put on a demonstration, I'm always pretty much amazed. But there is a team that goes around the country doing that in honor of Folds of Honor. And they come to events like off tournaments and big stadium events, and they'll attach the American flag and fly it coming down. Yeah, really pretty impressive.
Yeah, and I want to say seven was in the name, but if you want to find the story I saw this morning, Newsmax aired it this morning, and you probably find the story on there. But I appreciate seeing another group supporting what Folds of Honor doing. Folds of Honor are doing. And we've talked about where Folds of Honor started, what they've done over the last several years around America and here in Albuquerque and in New Mexico. But there's some new things coming up with Folds of Honor.
There's some exciting new things. It was announced on 9/11 this year that we will now be not only offering scholarships to the spouses and children of our servicemen killed or disabled, but we are now including first responders and their families, which is really, it's thrilling.
Well, I want to tell a real quick story of how first responders have a special place in my heart. The night Dad passed, the gentleman who was working for the funeral home was removing Dad from the home, was a retired fire department personnel. And he did a brief flag ceremony in the house. And just to watch him, I was like, just the respect that I saw the fire department show for the American flag.
Yes.
I was impressed.
That's awesome, you know. And since we have done that, we have added to our motto of honoring their sacrifice by educating their legacy. We now are meeting sacrifice with hope to include the first responders.
Very good. Now, let's for those, we say first responder all the time, and a lot of people, I think sometimes,
what are the first responders?
Yeah.
In this instance, it includes firemen, policemen, and paramedics.
Okay.
You remember back about a month ago now, that helicopter that crashed with four people on board?
Yeah.
Their mission was to fight a fire up north. They had a helicopter that had a hook on the bottom that could carry a bag full of water and dump it on a fire. Yeah. And there were four law enforcement and fire people with an EMT on board that were killed.
Yeah.
And that immediately created the new need for their families left behind.
That's right.
To provide scholarships. And that's how it works. And,
yeah.
And right now we're faced... let me just give you a little background. We've, in this last giving season for Folds of Honor, which runs from like January through May, that's when all of the applications for scholarships are evaluated, renewed, and then new ones awarded. Last year was the first year that we met all of the new applications as well as sustained the legacy scholarships. And with that came the announcement that we would also begin to offer advanced scholarships. Formerly, we hadn't gone beyond a bachelor's degree in college, but now we can send a kid to medical school.
Wow.
And then, because the corporate participation nationally, as well as the chapters being so successful raising funds, we were able to extend it to first responders. So that opens up a whole new audience of need, and we're meeting their sacrifice with hope. As Pat said, that's our new logo. Oh,
go ahead.
And so right now, today, we support 27 scholarships with a monetary obligation of $124,000. That's what we did last year. Our chapter looks at that as a challenge. So the addition to that challenge is the outreach to law enforcement, fire departments, and those associated with emergency health care. So what I'd ask your listeners to do and to continue to push is get the word out to the people, the volunteers, the people who serve us, when your house catches on fire, when there's a situation requiring law enforcement, those folks run towards the danger.
That's right.
And we need to recognize that and help their families in any way that we can.
Yeah, and I appreciate you with the giving the call to action. I would encourage you, listener, if you're familiar with a family that's dealing with this, and maybe you've never heard of Folds of Honor, and you're thinking, you know, wow, the Joneses, who I know are in that situation, could sure use that kind of assistance. You know, do the footwork to connect them with Folds of Honor. Now, if they're listening here locally in New Mexico, would you encourage them to go to the New Mexico chapter or just straight to the foldsofhonor.org website?
For information on the support that's available through Folds, go to the foldsofhonor.org website.
Okay.
All of the application stuff, very simple to do and pretty forthright. So I'd suggest looking at it now, getting boned up for the season that opens in January for applications.
Okay, and now for those that are listening that are sympathetic to the cause and want to be supportive, you kind of threw that out there. Again, if you go to the foldsofhonor.org website, there is a big donate button there at the top.
There is, yeah.
Is there anything specifically locally that they should be reaching out?
Yeah, if you look at the foldsofhonor.org website, you'll see a subtitle called Chapters.
Uh-huh.
Click on that. It'll direct you to all the chapters. To click on New Mexico if you want to see what events are coming up for Folds of Honor New Mexico.
Okay, and let me tell you this. I just did. So if you're listening, you'll click on Chapters, scroll down to the United States map. There's a big star where Albuquerque is. Click there, and then there's a place to click for the local. It's newmexico.foldsofhonor.org.
Right.
Click on that.
We don't have anything coming up in the near future. But next spring, we're going to be planning our Patriot Dinner, a golf tournament, and attempting to outreach. And this radio station exposure with Calvary Support has been wonderful because you reach statewide. And what we'd like to encourage people to do, if they want to, is to have local events. And we are a traveling flag show. We load up my pickup truck and show up with all the support stuff you need to hold a fundraising event, like a golf tournament, bowling tournament, anything that you like to do in the community, a wine tasting. Some people are doing that. It depends, you know, on what you can do in the community. But we need contacts out in the community. We'd like to go to Hobbs, Roswell, Taos, all over the state. We already go to Ruidosa for an event around the 4th of July.
They all fly their flags in Ruidosa.
And that's a pretty patriotic place.
Listen, I keep telling a certain family member, I've been there, and I love Ruidosa. It's like, this is New Mexico. And it's Alpine Village beauty. And you know what? Most of the state is. It's just a beautiful place.
It is. It is at that.
You know, at all of the events we do, though, Steve, one thing that we do, and we promised all of our Gold Star families that we'll never let their fallen be forgotten.
That's right.
We display at every event pictures of all of the fallen New Mexicans since 9/11 with all of the service flags and the soldiers' cross.
I love it. I love it.
And we just tell them they'll never be forgotten.
Yeah. Well, we're going to wrap things up, but before we do, I want to make sure there's not anything you're saying. Don't leave before we do this. Have we covered it?
Well, last year, though, we did. I'm going to brag about us. We did exceed our commitment to our scholarships by about $100,000.
Great. So let's do it again.
All right.
We're ready.
Sounds good. The national giving was $45 million to support 44,000 scholarships.
That's so much
amazing.
Well, Colonel James Quick, retired USAF, and his wife, Pat, who served as a nurse in the Air Force.
I did.
So much appreciate both your service. I appreciate your time today and what you're doing for those that continue to serve and who have served, those who've lost, that we continue to support
That's
them
right.
and remember the ones that they've lost.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, happy Veterans Day.
Well, thank you very much.
God bless.
Appreciate it.
Likewise.